answer right. So you got to give us the correct answer, your name, your address. Give us your phone number in case you don't understand it. We're not going to, like, add you to any mailing list or anything. We're simply going to send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, if you get it right.
That's it for today's episode of The Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it!
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
crash-proof prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
President Trump taking action to get rid of incompetent Veterans Affairs managers and workers. Expected to sign an executive order this week creating an Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection in the VA. A number of news organizations already reporting that the order says the new office will help the VA Chief David Shulkin discipline or fire managers or workers who, quote, fail to carry out their duties in helping veterans. The office is also to protect whistleblowers against managers who try to retaliate against them. Trump expected to sign the order on Thursday. Word today that the nation's opioid abuse epidemic might be even worse than we've been led to believe. Mark Mayfield has more on the story.
New research by the CDC suggests the total number of deaths from opioid abuse might be underestimated. Latest figures show that 91 people die from overdoses of opioids every day. In a report presented Monday by the CDC, researchers said autopsy reports on people who are prescribed opioids for pain sometimes note only the immediate cause of death, but don't mention opioid use.
Former Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly saying the truth will come out about sexual harassment accusations that got him fired from Fox in a new episode of his No Spin News podcast. O'Reilly saying yesterday that when the truth about the allegations does come out, his fans, quote, will be shaken. And O'Reilly says he was surprised that Fox News let him go over the allegations. And he says he's sad that he's... For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bowen.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
It's 9:07, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 51 degrees, overcast skies, 100% chance of precipitation today. Rain possible again at 12:15. Today is April 25th, 2017. Rain mainly this afternoon. Maybe heavy at times this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain near 100%. Rain and patchy fog after midnight. Near steady temperatures in the mid-50s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Thursday, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. We get up to about 80. On Friday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday, also in the lower 80s, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Sunday the 30th, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s as well. Temperatures in our area. 52 in Raritan, 53 in Lebanon, 51 over in Washington Township, 49 in Hampton, 52 in Quakertown, 50 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
USA Radio News.
And even though it may warm up some bit in the afternoon into the evening drive time, there could be very severe weather, a lot of moisture, very cold, which could create ice on bridges, ice on roads. There's also a possibility of snow.
Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry urging folks to stay off the roads as it may warm up this afternoon, but once temperatures hit below freezing once again, it will cool off and ice will be a possibility again on the roads. At least 11 people are dead from the cold, and the East Coast is bracing for more snow. And Democrats Doug Jones and Tina Smith were officially sworn in as U.S. senators today. As we recall, Doug Jones won the seat that was held by Republican Jeff Sessions, now Attorney General, and Smith replaces Democratic Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, who resigned due to sexual misconduct allegations. This means Republicans hold a majority of 51 to 49 in the U.S. Senate. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Holman said California, quote, better hold on tight after Democratic Governor Jerry Brown allowed the state to become a sanctuary state. Now, the law took in effect January 1st of this year. Holman also talks about how the local police feel about this.
The street cops, they do not like this legislation. They're totally against it. The street cops understand what we're trying to do. We want to take public safety threats out of the communities.
California rang in 2018 with a newly legal product, cannabis. Investors responded yesterday by sending shares of companies that cater to the industry to record highs. Mark Siegel is a doctor and professor of medicine at New York University's Langone Medical Center. He explains what it means if you drive under the influence of pot.
Stays in your system for days and days, THC, so it impairs judgment. That's what you need with driving. You know, it impairs how you're thinking.
Dr. Siegel also said that if you smoke pot, you're three times as likely to drink alcohol. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
The Mexican cartels are using drones to smuggle drugs into the United States, as USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The Washington Times reports Border Patrol agents are increasingly worried about the threat from drug cartel-operated drones after agents spotted 13 of them over a four-day period of time across one section of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mike Hale at CACI International tells the Washington Times their SkyTracker technology can use the radio frequencies of drones that can trace the location of the operator. I'm John Clemens.
The huge tax plan that President Donald Trump signed at the end of 2018 will take effect starting very quickly. Many folks starting in February are going to start seeing more money in their paychecks. But is the messaging being lost on this bill? Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul explains the tax cuts in a way that everyone can understand.
I think the thing is people get confused about tax cuts. So let's say you pay $1,000 in taxes and we give you a 99% cut. So you get a $990 tax cut. But let's say you pay $1 million in taxes and you get a 1% cut, and it's a $10,000 tax cut. We all go crazy saying, oh, the guy who paid $1 million or the corporation paid $1 million is getting $10,000 and the poor person's only getting $990. But they got a 99% tax cut.
And finally, McDonald's will debut their new discount menu Thursday with an upselling approach of $1, $2, or $3. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, good afternoon, folks. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm very happy to be in the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to Modern Design 2018. We are going to YouTube, so you're going to be able to watch Modern Design. I'm still on my training, so we'll see how today goes. By next week, I think we'll be in a little bit better shape. Well, has everybody had wonderful holidays, did wonderful things? I certainly did. Today's show is going to be, if you follow me on social media, it's going to be all about New Year, New You. This year, we're going to start off the year with new concepts, new wonderful ideas, things that you can do, as always, economically, the best way that you can do them, and to change your home. Most people tell me that before the holiday items, Christmas tree and so on, go up, they're happy with their home. But then after the season and the Christmas stuff goes down, the house looks drab. I hear that consistently. And I say to people most of the time, this is the best time to make change. When everything is down, we go ahead and create a new look, a new reason to have a project to do. All right, we're going to go to some commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design 2018, a new year, a new you.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on 100 Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. Our topic today is going to be New Year, New You. But let's take a look at the cold you, because the weather has been freezing and it looks like we're going to have a storm coming tomorrow. It currently, the National Weather Service currently tells me that there are fair skies and it's currently 27 degrees. This afternoon it will remain mostly sunny with a high of 26. Well, we're at 27. Tonight there's a 20 to 50% chance of slight snow showers, with a low of 18 degrees. Thursday, I've never seen this before, 100% chance of snow, it says blowing snow here, with a low of 26. I don't see any accumulations, what they would be. Thursday night, decreasing clouds with a low of 6 degrees. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 13. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 3. It just gets worse and worse. On Saturday, it's going to be extremely cold with a high of 10. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of minus 2 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't think in the 4 years I've done Modern Design I've ever seen that number before. And then on Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a warm high of 21 degrees. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is Modern Design. We're on our fourth year in studio in beautiful downtown Flemington. And we talk at Modern Design, all things design, projects, ideas, things that inspire us. I do a lot on social media, and each show I do, I spend a couple of hours just going through what's trending and so on. And a couple of ways to do that is to go out to the internet and use some of the different sites. Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, is a site I use a lot. And I see what's trending, what's working, what's not working, and I take notes. It's a good place to start if you're going to do a home improvement project. Also, Pinterest, if you're not familiar with Pinterest, it's a wonderful, you can actually look at things on the internet and sort of pin them or create a folder, if you will, electronic folder, and get ideas and go back to them. So there are wonderful resources and many other ones out there. I like Google Images. So if I'm looking to do a job per se and I'm looking at maybe Navy dining rooms, I'll Google Navy dining rooms and then images, and then a lot of different pictures come up. And it's a great way as a base to start, print some of those images, and then you create a file. And that's a way to get inspired. So as I said before, we went to news in our first set of commercials. January is the single best month of the year, particularly in the Northeast, to do projects. And one of the reasons is there's a season for contractors and interior decorators and painters to be busy. Typically, we start to get busy in the new year in the spring months. April's a great month. May's a great month. June's a great month. Then when the kids are out of school, that July and August tends not to be as busy because people are on vacation and doing things and the kids are home. Then the best probably time of the year is that early fall. September, October, November, up to Thanksgiving are wonderful times. Most people want to do their work, especially the residential work, at that time of the year because they're entertaining for Thanksgiving and the holidays, and they want to make those changes for the entertaining. Then in the month of December, we start to slow down, and the worst time of the year for contractors has classically been January, February, March. Often some of my painters go away. They go out of the country. They take those months off and then come back and work very hard through the rest of the year. So those of us who are here braving the minus two temperatures are often looking for work. They're available for work, so you can get a contractor that calls you back right away and you get your best prices. So anything you want to do for your home, do them in January, February, March. There's not as much going on for you anyway, or many of us anyway, unless if you ski, I guess. But it's an ideal time to get stuff done. Get that, and then the spring comes, you can go out and be out and about. So I tell people all the time that's your best time. In fact, this year, January, I've hit the ground running with over 40 projects.
I do feel the economy is getting better and people are shopping and doing things again, maybe in a different way. But it is a wonderful thing to have a lot of work. So let's talk about January and starting to take the Christmas items or the holiday items down. The first thing I say is don't do it too soon. It's a lot of work to put up all the holiday things. The classic date to do it is after the Epiphany, which is January 6th if you're a Christian. And after that, you know, the following weekend is probably a good time to take the stuff down. For me, I'm always not in a rush. If Valentine's Day hits and you have hearts on your tree, then it's too long. But anytime after the 6th, I saw so many people on December 26th when I was driving to my store in Maplewood on the 26th that had their live trees out in front of the house. That's too soon. I've always said there are 12 days of Christmas, and you really entertain a lot. I entertain pretty much every night between Christmas and New Year's. So you want to have those things up. And anytime after the Epiphany, the 6th or so on, is good to remove that stuff. But many people, as I said earlier in the broadcast, once everything's down, even though it's the same as it was before, the house kind of looks dull. So again, it's the perfect time right now, right after the New Year, to get inspiration. Going to places like Pinterest, going to places like House, buying magazines. In fact, I'm going to be in the next issue of Design New Jersey magazine, a great resource right here in Red Bank Freehold area. They produce the magazine, very high quality, and it's all different types of New Jersey homes, traditional, contemporary, transitional. It's a good place to start. So start with the internet, start with Google Images, start with quality magazines. Traditional Home is one that I go to all the time, which has really become more transitional, actually. House Beautiful is another one. HGTV has their own magazine. So let's start with resources. Let's create a file. It's a good way to start and to do something that's a little bit different, a little bit fresh. I have to say, I've been in my own home for 13 years. So this time, I 13 years later, I'm really ready to make a change. So I've done that. I've done my research. I've gone out and done some stuff. I changed, if you follow me on social media, I've changed my store and did new colors and fresh images. And it's kind of a fun thing to do. It's something to look forward to after the holidays are over. It's your next project, your next thing to keep you excited, busy, and involved. So for me, I'm going to start with my dining room. My dining room has been a classic, a burgundy wine color for the past 13 years. I have a chair rail on top, crown molding, a chair rail, and the panels below are white. My chairs are a fabric that I purchased at ABC in Manhattan and had covered. My table is a table that I bought separately at an antique store. I don't like a matchy-matchy set. I like a eclectic set. My sideboard is a piece that was also purchased at an antique store. And then I have a china cabinet. None of the pieces specifically match. They all coordinate. And the use of color brings everything together. So back in the day, they were rich burgundies and gold. My rug has burgundy, golds, and a little bit of navy in it. And the accessories that go with it, brass chandelier, white shades. My sideboard has buffet lamps on it. Very much of the day, very elegant looking. But now it's time to change. So I went to Google Images. I went to Pinterest, and I started to create a board. I looked at it on the internet. I said, okay, I like this. I like that, and so on. And I saw what's trending. Now, what's trending a lot is blue. For 2018, you're going to see in all home furnishings, in off-the-rack window treatments, in couches and pillows and accessories and throws, lots of blue. Now, not just navy blue, but all sorts of blue, teals, light blues, robin's egg blue, gray blues, periwinkle, all shades of blue, but paired with grays. So that's something that I noticed a lot that's going to be trending this year. In fact, the Sherwin-Williams color of the year is called Oceanside. I've talked about that before, which is sort of a teal, a modern version of blue-green, but paired with gray. So lots of blues out there. So if you want to update,
that's a way to do it. Maybe take away some of your jewel tones, as I'm doing in that space. I'm going to take my walls. Now, you don't want to paint a dark saturated color like a dark blue from the top to the bottom because it's too dark. In a dining room, you really want to split that with at least a chair rail or some picture frame molding on the bottom. Keep your bottom white. That makes your eye go to the outward corners of the room and makes it look spacious. And then from the chair rail to the crown molding, put in a saturated color. I looked at two colors that I thought would be appropriate and more modern. One was a dark gray called Chelsea Gray. It's a Benjamin Moore historic color that I use quite often. It is a pretty color. It's a rich gray. The other color that I looked at was a navy blue, and I looked at actually at two colors. One was called Van Dusen Blue, which is I use all the time, which is a really nice navy, but it's a light navy. It's not a dark navy. And one shade darker, which is Newburyport Blue. All are Benjamin Moore colors. So for me, I've decided to go with the blue, and I'm going to do the mid-tone dark blue, which is the Newburyport Blue. So when you have a change in your color palette, of course it affects everything else. So as I've always said on Modern Design, when you change one thing, it affects the balance of everything else. And when I looked at my adjoining dining room, well, that carries sort of the same colors with the burgundies as accents. So that means I have to change some of the things in that space. And then that goes into my kitchen, which is basically a warm gold with burgundy accents, very country French. So that affects that. So those are the three rooms I'm going to work on in the winter this year. I'm going to start with the dining room. I'm going to take away the burgundy or jewel tone, and I'm going to go with a rich navy. So once you pick the color you want, maybe it's a light gray, maybe it's a bluish gray, maybe it's a greenish gray, or any shade of blue. Blues and greens are very popular now, and grays are very popular. The cooler end of the spectrum is very popular. Then we have to look at the other surfaces in the space and make them work. Okay, we have the Newburyport Blue and the white, very crisp and new looking. Now let's take a look at your window treatments. For me, I have stationary panel drapes, and those are striped and they are burgundy and gold. They were quite expensive at the time. They're a Dupioni silk, a beautiful real silk, and they're lined. They're very simple, but the colors are dated. So I'm going to take them down, and I'm going to put up new drapes in a more casual fabric that's going to have sort of a warm, soft gold tone in it, a muted gold tone in it, because I'm keeping my chandelier, which is a gold tone. Navy works very well with gold, and navy works very well with silver. You don't have to change everything. It's very expensive. In my case, I'll keep the chandelier, and I'll keep some of the accents, just change the base color. So I'm going to do a warm, soft gold against the blue, and that's a nice combination together. The next thing to address is your chairs. A lot of times if people have wood chairs, this is an opportunity to make them the set look a little bit more up to date. One of the things that I do very often is if there's not a budget to change all the chairs, I'll change the head chairs and bring in two fabric head chairs, which could be very nice in a space. I already have two gold head chairs, so they'll stay. But my side chairs, and I have eight of them, are a burgundy and gold fabric. So I've sourced a couple of places in New Jersey for fabric. And one of the ones that I like a lot is called Fabric Collections. They have several locations in New Jersey, but the location I go to is in North Plainfield on Route 22. And they sell fabrics that you can order, but they sell a lot of things off the roll. And they're typically 20 to 50% less expensive than other fabric stores. So in my case, I found a fabric that I liked very much, which was a geometric fabric. Geometric fabrics are trending these days. So I'm going to do a navy blue geometric with white, and I'm going to cover my side chairs, the eight of them, with the blue and white and have the gold on the end. So that's kind of a nice look because it doesn't look so much like a set. It's very custom. So my drapes now are going with my end chairs, and my side chairs are going with the paint, and that's the way you tie them in.
The next thing that you'd have to address with the dining room is the rug. So my rug is bordered in a wine color. It does have a little bit of blue in it, but the blue is more of a teal blue, not a navy. So I'm going to have to pull the rug out. See what I'm saying about renovating? It does sort of continue to evolve. I probably could keep the rug, but I think I want to make that room at least completely fresh. So I'm pulling out the existing rug, which is slightly formal, and going to do more of a casual rug in that space. It will be a wool rug, but bringing some of the navy in. One thing to keep in mind if you're doing a dining room over is that you want patterning to your rug, because that's where people are going to make messes and stains and so on. I was pretty much unscathed during the holidays, although a couple of red wine accidents happened on the tablecloth. They came out very easily. But with your rug, you're going to find that you're going to get stains and so on. I don't do white rugs in dining rooms. I don't do solid rugs in dining rooms. You can do solid rugs or simpler rugs in living rooms, but in dining rooms, absolutely not. So I'm going to look for something that has the navy or maybe a combination of both and tie them in together. The next thing you want to address is your artwork in the room, because the artwork reflected the old colors. In my case, I had sort of artwork and some plates on the wall that were very Italianate looking. All those are going to come down, and I'm going to do some beautiful prints, new prints, that have a blue and white combination to them. I'm also going to take the buffet lamps off my sideboard, and I'm going to do a collection of blue and white jars, temple jars, and just a collection of blue and white. So we'll have the blue, the gold, but less gold, and beautiful artwork, and the head chairs, and the side chairs. So that's my transition. So one of the things that I would suggest to you is when you're coming up with a color combination, go to Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams and pick some chips up. It costs you nothing. And tape those chips to the wall. Take a couple of days. You want to see a color during the day. You want to see a color at night. That's your base. That's your kickoff for everything else you do, is creating a color combination. All right, we're going to go to some more commercial messages. A lot to talk about in this January issue of Modern Design, right after these commercial messages.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, if you're just tuning in at this point.
I'm an interior designer, contractor, and home stager. I'm going on my 21st year in business, and I have two locations right here in the Flemington area at 176 Route 31202 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I also have another location near the Short Hills Mall in Maplewood, beautiful downtown Maplewood Village, and that's at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. To reach either one of my locations, call me at 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. You also can go to my website, and that is www.mavinhill.com, and look at some of my projects, my work, and some of the other things that I do. One of the things that I do every week is a blog page, and often it corresponds with my media and my social media. So each Monday, I put out a blog. My blog, of course, this week is about New Year, New You. And if you go to the blog page, which is The Color Guru at blogspot.com, that's a lot. It's The Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot, blogspot.com, you can see years worth of online articles about things that I'm passionate about and working. That corresponds typically, that topic, to what I do that week on social media, the pictures I post on my Facebook page. If I tweet about that particular topic and Instagram, then it happens to trickle down to my Wednesday broadcast here at WHCR in Flemington, and also my new TV program, which is airing this month on the Comcast channel, and that's called Design for the Times. So if you follow me on Facebook, hit like, and you can see some of the things that are going on. I'm also going to be in the upcoming issue of Design New Jersey magazine with a number of pages on a residential home that I've completely redone in Hunterdon County. So if you want to see some of the projects that I'm working on, you can check out some of the sources and some of the things that I've done, see what they look like. Okay, our topic today happens to be New Year, New You, and things that you can do. So I followed you a little bit through a dining room and the layers and the levels that you need to do. I suggest you start with an inspiration color. That may be a beautiful citrus green. That may be a beautiful navy blue or a very pale robin's egg blue, which is also very pretty. I often pair things these days with grays, which is nice, and have those colors be a pop, which is great. Charcoal gray, I've done so many charcoal gray last year, things in a dining room. Also, if you don't want to go with paint in a dining room, you want to add more texture, I've done a lot of wallpaper, lots of wallpaper in dining rooms, specifically the top part of a dining room above a chair rail. And if you want to go with maybe a more neutral color, like a gray or a grayish, wallpaper is a way to give impact because you can create some texture. Very popular right now in dining rooms is using grass paper, whether it be real grass paper or synthetic, and adding some texture to a space. Also, the bold graphic papers are very popular right now. I just picked up today from a wonderful resource in England, a beautiful paper that we're going to do, which is a navy with lots of bold colors in it for a house in Maplewood, really William Morris paper that's just gorgeous and is going to really make a statement in the room. So wallpaper is another thing. Geometrics are very popular, maybe a geometric paper. But just keep in mind, if you create texture or pattern in the walls, you want to balance what you do with the other surfaces in the room, the fabrics on the chairs, the fabrics on the seats, the fabric, pattern that you're going to do on the rug, and then the artwork. It's all about a sense of balance. So those are some basic tips on redoing your dining room. Let's talk about your living room space. Now, I understand not everybody has a living room or perhaps a formal living room, and the trend these days is to go from very formal to more casually elegant. So that's, in my particular case, what I'm going to do with my dining room. I mean, my living room, I apologize. So many of us can't afford to replace all the pieces in your house. There are very good options, things that you can do to change the look of your home. Of course, the first is painting, but I'm pretty happy with my color. I've done a really beautiful historic Benjamin Moore color called Castleton Mist. And Castleton Mist is sort of a subtle but very pretty citrus green. And I really like that. I like the combination of navy blue and citrus green, and it really is trending. In my Maplewood store, we have the table set, which we, Taj, who works with me at Maven Hill, we put together with lots of blue and blue glass and pops of a chartreuse green, and they really look fresh for 2018. So I'm going to stick with my citrus paint. I don't have that expense. And I have two beautiful white sofas that are facing each other. One of the things that you can do is also move your furniture around. That costs nothing. I changed my setup of my living room and now have the two beautiful white sofas facing each other. Just keep in mind, though, if you have sofas facing each other, you want to make sure they're about the same length. Otherwise, the room is going to look unbalanced. So I changed the way the seating looks. That, again, costs nothing. The rug that I have there is a beautiful Karastan rug from the 1960s, so I'm not touching that. That's staying there. A good base for you to work with is a rug to pull some colors out of the rug and then bring them up. Now, the rug that I have is very, very colorful, but it does have a band of navy. It has a band of navy that goes around, so I'm going to use that color as the pop color because when you're doing a house, it should be different colors in every room, but the colors should coordinate. You wouldn't want to go from an orange room to a chocolate brown room. It just wouldn't work well together. Perhaps if you had an orange room, you'd want to do gray, something that corresponds very well to it, or a beautiful green. So because I have navy in one room, I have the citrus green in the other room, I'm going to pull some of the navy from the adjoining room so that your eye flows around. So I'm going to keep the existing white sofas. If I was buying new ones, I'd probably buy a beautiful gray sofa. But budgetary reasons makes me keep that. I'm going to change the pillows. Pillows are transformative. You can really spend maybe $100 to $200 and change the look of your room by adding pillows. So I've been looking out there. My store has some beautiful pillows. And I'm going to do a combination of a really rich saturated blue and some citrus green I have in my store. Maplewood has great pillows. I have some pillows that have a graphic design of a modern leaf on them. And with a white background and then lots of navy. And that will sort of stretch the look from the other room. The next thing that I'm going to address is that I have a cornice. Now, a cornice is a covered box with fabric. And the my side panels are also a really pretty citrus green that goes with the room. But the top is that burgundy color. So I am going to remove the cornice box, and I'm just going to put up rods. Now, a more modern and up-to-date way to do your curtain rods is not to extend the rod all the way across, because this is a very wide span. This window has a huge window seat. But instead of getting a rod that needs a support in the middle and all that, do short rods, just the width of the panel, the drapery panel, the stationary drapery panel. So what I'm going to do to build them up a little bit is I'm going to put lining and interlining on the back of my drapes to give them some more support. And then I'm just going to get two very small rods and then hang them from the rod the width of the one panel on either side. That's a way to take your space from traditional to more transitional, but not spend too much money. Great way to make it look up to date for 2018. So we're layering with color, we're layering with pillows, we're keeping the base, we're changing the look of our window treatments. Then, of course, the artwork, changing out the artwork to reflect your new color combination. So that's very important to do. I'm working on that. And accessories. I found that when I did my house 13 years ago, there were a lot of floral arrangements. If you notice, number one, in general, there's less accessories in homes. And when there is, there's one or two sort of bold pieces. So I haven't got that far yet, but I would suggest that you keep your accessories to a minimum, but do things that are on a larger scale that really create a look in that space. So for me, the final space that I'm going to work on this year for 2018 is my kitchen. So there's a lot of things that you can do in kitchens. inexpensively, and paint goes a very long way. So because my kitchen has faux painting right now, and it's a warm gold color, very well done, and still looks good, kind of hard for me to let go of that. That was a lot of money 13 years ago. It's very beautiful looking. It's very, very subtle, so it does not look dated, but the colors are dated. So we're going to go over that with a warm grayish. And grayish is a combination of both gray and beige. The trim is already white, a nice white. So I'm going to paint it out in a color called Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter, which is a nice gray. And gray is a good offset to the blues. So in this case, there's a combination of navy blue, the Newburyport blue, the beautiful citrus green, the Castleton Mist, and then the Revere Pewter. Every room is a different color, but they all flow together. So that's one of the first things that I'm going to do in that space. The next thing is the cabinets. You can really paint cabinets and transform them with the painting and the hardware. Now, my cabinets are a wonderful buttercream color, and 13 years ago, there was nothing else I wanted. I absolutely love it. 13 years later, it still looks good, but the colors have changed. Colors are crisper, creams are now white, and everything is lighter. So in my case, what I'm going to do, because I don't have the budget to do it, is I'm going to paint the cabinets. I'm going to go from a buttercream to a rich white, and I like a crisp white for that. We're going to do the tops and the bottoms. Now what I'm going to do this year is I'm also going to paint the island, and I'm going to paint it a contrasting color. I'm going to use a soft black on the island because there's some black in the granite, and then have the contrast. The perimeter cabinets are going to be white, and then the island is going to be a color. I very much like that combination of the perimeter cabinets being one neutral color and having a pop on the island. I've also done that a lot with gray. I'll use gray as the island color. Or if there's a butler's pantry, I'll do the butler's pantry in a gray with a white cabinet. There's a lot of combinations that you can put together, but there is a rule of thumb when you're doing a kitchen. If your surfaces are all the same, you have granite and I have granite on all the surfaces, you can make the color of the cabinets different. But if the stones are different, you want to keep the color of the cabinets the same because otherwise there's too much contrast. So I'm going with a classic white and black combination. The white and black combination are also very good for resale value. I am working on another project in Maplewood where they have a smaller kitchen. And in their case, I'm taking their buttercream cabinets. I'm doing the top cabinets in a beautiful pure white called Simply White. And the bottom, I'm doing in a rich navy. Now, it's a very small kitchen, so it works. In a bigger kitchen, that may not work, or maybe just on the island. But navy has become a popular cabinet color. And the other thing that's changed is hardware has changed a lot. Gold is back. A more modern, a more matte gold is back. So we're changing the hardware to gold, believe it or not, in this case, they have a shiny breast, but we're actually going to go to a matte gold. So we'll have the white with the gold on top and then the dark blue with the gold on the bottom with a very white countertop that they have. And we're going to change out the existing backsplash, which is very dated, to just clean white 3x6 subway tile. And that's sort of a classic look with a pop. So you want to think about that for 2018. Classic with a pop is in and very and neutral, but just something that really pops in the space and makes a statement. All right, we're going to go to news. We're at our news time. We'll do a news break, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design 2018, our kickoff meeting, after these commercial messages.
USA Radio News.
And even though it may warm up some bit in the afternoon into the evening drive time, there could be very severe weather, a lot of moisture, very cold, which could create ice on bridges, ice on roads. There's also a possibility of snow.
Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry urging folks to stay off the roads as it may warm up this afternoon, but once temperatures hit below freezing once again, it will cool off and ice will be a possibility again on the roads. At least 11 people are dead from the cold, and the East Coast is bracing for more snow. And Democrats Doug Jones and Tina Smith were officially sworn in as U.S. Senators today. As we recall, Doug Jones won the seat that was held by Republican Jeff Sessions, now Attorney General, and Smith replaces Democratic Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, who resigned due to sexual misconduct allegations. This means Republicans hold a majority of 51-49 in the U.S. Senate. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Holman said California, quote, better hold on tight after Democratic Governor Jerry Brown allowed the state to become a sanctuary state. Now, the law took in effect January 1st of this year. Holman also talks about how the local police feel about this.
The street cops, they do not like this legislation. They're totally against it. The street cops understand what we're trying to do. We want to take public safety threats out of the communities.
California rang in 2018 with a newly legal product, cannabis. Investors responded yesterday by sending shares of companies that cater to the industry to record highs. Mark Siegel is a doctor and professor of medicine at New York University's Langone Medical Center. He explains what it means if you drive under the influence of pot.
Stays in your system for days and days, THC, so it impairs judgment. That's what you need with driving. You know, it impairs how you're thinking.
Dr. Siegel also said that if you smoke pot, you're three times as likely to drink alcohol. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
The Mexican cartels are using drones to smuggle drugs into the United States, as USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The Washington Times reports Border Patrol agents are increasingly worried about the threat from drug cartel-operated drones after agents spotted 13 of them over a four-day period of time across one section of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mike Hale at CACI International tells the Washington Times their SkyTracker technology can use the radio frequencies of drones that can trace the location of the operator. I'm John Clemens.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. We've come quickly to the end of the show. I just want to talk a little bit about cabinets before we're at the end here. And that is, again, cabinets are a paintable surface. Don't be afraid of them. You need to rough them up a little bit. A good sanding, and you can get a wonderful outcome with cabinets. Go more towards white if you're going to maybe do the doors. That's an inexpensive thing to do. Go with a shaker style. A classic shaker is timeless and very popular. Backsplashes, keep it very simple. A 3x6 white subway tile always works best, especially if you're thinking about resale. Well, thank you for tuning in on next week's show. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the YouTube up and running. I'm going to have some training after today, and next week we will be live and you'll be able to watch Modern Design. Thank you for supporting our show, and we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
And even though it may warm up some bit in the afternoon into the evening drive time, there could be very severe weather, a lot of moisture, very cold, which could create ice on bridges, ice on roads. There's also a possibility of snow.
Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry urging folks to stay off the roads as it may warm up this afternoon, but once temperatures hit below freezing once again, it will cool off and ice will be a possibility again on the roads. At least 11 people are dead from the cold, and the East Coast is bracing for more snow. And Democrats Doug Jones and Tina Smith were officially sworn in as U.S. senators today. As we recall, Doug Jones won the seat that was held by Republican Jeff Sessions, now Attorney General, and Smith replaces Democratic Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, who resigned due to sexual misconduct allegations. This means Republicans hold a majority of 51-49 in the U.S. Senate. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221.